Hello, I'm Nicola Auld. I'm a fitness instructor at Concordia Leisure Centre. I've worked myself up from my GCSEs, tried sixth form, wasn't for me, went through fit training and built myself up to a number of different qualifications. Level 2 gym instructing, level 3 advanced gym, fitness instructor, aquafit teacher, Zumba teacher. Also, a good way for me was to get out of the classroom, come to a working environment, get paid as an apprentice wage, and basically working myself up that way.
So you left school after your GCSEs, and what was the first thing that you did straight away? How did it go around? Because I think a lot of people, you know, leaving school at GCSE level, it's like, wow, what do I do now? Where's the first place to go? What did you do first?
Well, obviously I got my GCSE results and I done all right. I got normal C's, nothing, 1B, C's, just average. And then I thought, oh my God, what on earth do I do? I've danced since I was young. I've always loved sport and PE and things. All my friends were going to sixth form. So I thought, oh, I might as well follow them. Everyone's going to sixth form. That seems to be the thing to do. Went there, done health and social care. Not what I wanted to do at all. Left there and I thought, what on earth? And then this apprenticeship come up. And it was the best thing that's ever happened to us, really. Basically, I found fit training through getting a placement at Concordia Leisure Centre. Then fit training took us on to do all the qualifications. I had to go to fit training-based college 1 day a week just to sort of get introduced in things and then do my level 2. And then I just worked in Concordia. Then every time I wanted a qualification, just went straight through fit training and got us where I am now.
What would you say to people who, you know, might have opened their results today and not got quite as they wanted and looks like they're probably not going to be able to go to uni at least this year, and then next year fees and everything going up, looking at a lot of money and everything? What would you say to them about looking at something like an apprenticeship?
The thing is, university, it's all bigged up to be, you've got to go to university to get all big qualifications, and apprenticeship is just as good, if not better, I would say. For myself anyway, is to you're getting experience in a working environment place. You're getting apprentice wage. You're not getting yourself in any money situations, anything like that. And you can build yourself up different ways. Might take a little bit longer, but it's just, anyone doesn't have to be under pressure about going to university at all. There is different routes, and apprenticeships are the way forward.
My name's Janet Reevely and I'm the MD at Fit Training. Fit Training runs apprenticeship programmes throughout the North East. At various levels, we take young people direct from school, like Nicola, and take them onto the apprenticeship programme. We upskill people in the workplace, local employers who want to upgrade their staff to level 3 qualifications to do things like GP referral, Pilates teacher, personal training. We also have some schemes as well where we take young people who haven't done so well at school and perhaps need a bit of mentoring, support, guidance, and we take them on board with us, and through sport and exercise we give them confidence, we do team building with them, we upskill their maths and English, and then those people often will go on to do the apprenticeship programme.
So in a nutshell, what is the advice for somebody who gets the results today, or even next week, you know, GCSEs, and they don't quite get what they wanted? What should they be doing if they're looking at something like an apprenticeship? Where should they be looking? Where should they be going?
Right, great. First thing is, don't panic. Second thing is, speak to your schools, speak to connections, get on the National Apprenticeship Service website, and that will give you a list of providers in the area, all the different types of apprenticeships that you can do. Speak to your local colleges, speak to local providers like us at Fit Training, and there are many other providers like us that offer apprenticeships in sport, in engineering, in administration, in business service, in childcare. So throughout the region there are many, many opportunities. And then make your decision of where you want to go. Don't panic, but have a good look around at what's available. And as I say, there is a lot available in this area.